The first of the negative sources of speech is lying. Truth and integrity are valuable characteristics, even if we are not involved in religious training. Social harmony relies upon trust. And if we suspect that our neighbors never utter a dependable word, it is difficult to establish an acceptable relationship with them. The second negativity of speech is slander or divisive speech. This just further widens the gap between people who are already divided and separates people who are close. We have to learn to honor, trust, and respect each other, and to rejoice in others' happiness rather than jealously trying to cause conflicts and disharmony. To be aware of a single shortcoming within oneself is more useful than to be aware of 1,000 in somebody else. When we speak of others, only speak of their good qualities. If you find yourself slandering anybody, just fill your mouth with excrement. That will break you of the habit quickly enough. The third negativity of speech is the usage of harsh words, words that cause pain in people's hearts. These modes of speech all cause discomfort in the minds of living beings and therefore are to be avoided. It is better to say nothing than to say something cruel. Meaningless talk is the fourth negativity of speech. Although ostensibly it is rather harmless, in itself it is not destructive. But as it harbors the seeds of vanity, it is in contradiction to spiritual endeavor. The three negativities of mind, attachment, ill will, and holding views contradicting reality, these are the sources of all negativities of body and speech. Their relationship is like that of a horse and cart. The first of these, attachment, is a longing desire for things that are or are not our own. From attachment springs jealousy, anger, and all forms of afflicted emotions. Ill will is the most immediately destructive of the mental afflictions, resulting in violence, harm, and even killing. Holding views contradicting reality means believing that there is no relationship between one's present activities and future experiences, or that there is no enlightenment nor path to it. These types of views prevent one from leading a wholesome life and from entering the spiritual path.